Okay, the book of Exodus, chapter 34. And you know the situation. Moses has gone up to the mount. He's asked the Lord to see his glory. The Lord says, "You can't see me, but I will come by and proclaim my name." So in verse 5 of Exodus 34, the Lord descended in the cloud and stood there with him as he called upon the name of the Lord. Then the Lord passed by in front of him and proclaimed, the Lord God, compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in loving kindness and truth, who keeps loving kindness for thousands, who forgives iniquity, transgression, and sin. Yet he will by no means leave the guilty unpunished, visiting the iniquity of fathers on the children and on the grandchildren to the third and fourth generations. And of course, in verse 8, Moses made haste to bow low to the earth and worship. And you would too, right? You'd have heard the very voice of God. Now, we've looked at this in relationship to Psalm 77. We looked at it in relationship to Lamentations chapter 3. We're seeing this in many, many places in the book of Psalms where people are praying based upon this passage. So the first thing I want us to note in our minds is this, that the Lord who descended, is the same Lord who descended from heaven. This Lord is the same Lord that took on a human body, was born in a manger, grew up, right? Was baptized by John the Baptist, of whom the Father said he was well pleased. This same Lord with this human body proceeded to the cross, loved his disciples unto the end, made a good confession before Pontius Pilate, who voluntarily laid down his life, not for his sins, he had no sins, but for ours. This is the same Lord. So you need to keep that in mind, because I think the danger is that we read something like this in our minds, we're making a disconnect, like that's Old Testament, we're New Testament. I could word it this way. The same Lord that descended in Exodus 34 is the same Lord incarnated in the Gospels who walked on this earth. So we need to keep that in mind here. The other thing I want us to note here is in verse 5. The Lord descended in the cloud and stood there with him as he called upon the name of the Lord. So, get the picture here in your mind. The Lord descended in a what? In a cloud. We know that as the Shekinah glory, or it's referred to as the cloud of his presence. Okay, so there's this visible cloud there. And stood there with him. And I take that to mean that the cloud became stationary. Right? Stood there with him. Now, what was Moses doing when this cloud descended and stood there? He was praying. Okay, everybody see that? Okay? He was calling on the name of the Lord. So that's very important, right? Because how does the fact that Moses is praying relate to what we might see in Exodus 33 and verse 19? God says to Moses, "I myself will make all my goodness pass before you, and will proclaim the name of the Lord before you." Everybody see that? So this cloud of his presence, what is this? Well, he's going to behold God's goodness And God is going to proclaim that to Moses. So Moses is on this mount. He's readied himself. He's prepared himself. He's praying. He's calling on the name of the Lord, right? As he knew him. And then the cloud descends. The cloud of his presence stands there before him while he's praying. So what does that mean? Folks, what does that mean when Moses is calling upon the name of the Lord and God is proclaiming the name of the Lord? Okay. Just think about that. Let's think about that just for a second. I'm going to continue on. So we as a church, we're going to pray, right? Okay. We're going to pray calling on the name of the Lord. And what should be in our minds while we're praying? What he has said about his own name. Okay, Moses is praying. He's calling on the name of the Lord. What's Moses going to hear? The proclamation by the Lord about his name. So there's a lot going on here, and it all deals with one subject. What is that? The name of the Lord. And of course, we know from Exodus 33 and verse 19 that whatever God is going to proclaim about his name, it is good. He's going to proclaim, he's going to manifest all his what? His goodness there. So would you say that if I said God is good, that is an accurate theological statement with a depth of meaning that most people don't know? God is good. If I say to you, he's compassionate, would you call that good?
Yes.
Yeah, I would too, wouldn't you? If I say that he is abounding in loving kindness and truth, would you say that's good? That is good, isn't it? And would you not say that the fact that he forgives our sins, would you say that is good? All right. Would you say the fact that he's just and punishes sinners, good? Well, as much as we might think in our soul, well, I don't know about that. The justice of God is part of his goodness. Right? There's one being in the universe that's just. It's not me, it's not you, it's not the judge in the courtroom. It's God himself. And so he is good. He is not evil. Now see, Satan wants you to say God is evil. Right? Those circumstances. God's evil against you. No, God is not evil. God is what? God is good. Now you might have to tell yourself that. But God is good. Now, Moses is praying, 34 verse 5, calling on the name of the Lord, and then the Lord passed by in front of him and spoke. He heard a voice out of that cloud of his presence. The Lord God, compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in loving kindness and truth, keeping loving kindness for thousands. He will by no means leave the guilty unpunished, visiting the iniquity. Okay. This is all God's goodness passing in front of Moses. Everybody see that? Okay. So Moses is calling on the name of the Lord. God is proclaiming the name of the Lord. Okay. That's instructive about our prayer time. All right, I want to close this way. Have you made this connection? Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. What's Moses calling? What's God proclaiming? How do we get saved? Calling on the name of the Lord. Now, in the New Testament, we know who that Lord is. We have an incarnational name when the Son of God took on human flesh. And that name is Jesus. So if you would confess with your mouth Jesus as... Everybody see that? Whosoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. What's his name?
Jesus.
Who is this Lord? It's the Son of God. And Moses is calling on his name. God is proclaiming his name. When we get to the New Testament, how are we saved? We're calling on his name. That he is a God who forgives.
Amen.
He's a God who's gracious. On that cross, he showed his loving kindness. That it was abounding, yes? And he showed on that cross that he's just. He did punish our iniquity. Not on us. On himself. So we call on the name of the Lord. His goodness, his compassion, his graciousness, his slow to anger, his abounding in loving kindness and truth. He giving, he's slow to anger. Hallelujah for all that. That's what it means to call on his name. Now, we've gotten saved. What do you think we should be doing as a church? We gather together. What should we be basing our prayers on?
His name.
We should be praying just like Moses was praying. When Moses heard this proclamation, he learned more about who the Lord is than he knew previously, and he knew a lot. And brethren, we know more than Moses when he was on earth. We know he came down from glory. We know he's the head of the church. We know he's the one that we're to pray to. We know he's sovereign, amen? We know he's on the throne. We know he's coming back. We know a lot, don't we? And do you know anything about him that would give you confidence tonight to call on his name for our prayer request? Do you know anybody that needs to have this confidence that they can call on him to be saved from their sin? You call on the name of the Lord. So let's go to him.